You're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And tonight is all about movie makeup magic. That's right, right here on the Cleopatra Memphis Studios, Entertainment and Education for the Arts, and the CMS Network. Tonight we're going to talk about a makeup icon like no other, one of the first of his kind, and that was Kevin O'Quinn. I was obsessed with this man after I saw his work. He was the first makeup, it was the first beauty makeup book that I bought, Face Forward. And I began my career in 2001 for Christian Dior. But Kevin O'Quinn had been in the game, changing the game, blowing up the game, and just creating a path. Like, unfortunately, he passed, and it was one of the most heartbreaking days for me. I had to do everything to keep myself from crying, because I was actually in a makeup at the time, and at the time they weren't trying to allow Black people in to train and the position as beauty advisors. They didn't want to allow to train, and I was coming from the South, so that's a whole nother story. But I was bucking the system anyway. Even how I got hired was crazy, because they didn't have any colors for people of color. I just happened to be a lighter shade, and a Black woman hired me for a counter, an all-white counter. So she saw something in me, and it was great. And my people still support me, because I sold that lipstick in my shadow like it was nobody's business. So regardless of whether they had color for us or not in 2001, they had the bomb eyeshadow lipstick fragrance in some skincare, okay? So they didn't come out with anything else until 2002. So things like that, Kevin O'Quinn was already fighting against. He grew up with his own battles, being a gay man in a small town in the South, just like me. I believe he came from Louisiana. But the work that he did was absolutely amazing. It was stunning. It was stunning to think about when he passed. It still literally chokes me up to this day. And it was so heartbreaking, because so many of us looked up to him. We looked up to him. And that day we were taking on, I believe a lot of us were taking on the mantle. And we miss you, Kevin O'Quinn. We do. He passed May 7th, 2002, and that's when I finally got into my class. His work was amazing. And let's get into Monday Movie Classics. He has a documentary out called Larger Than Life, and you can view it on Amazon Prime. And trust me, it's worth your time. It is worth your time. If you are trying to become a makeup artist or want to understand the continuity and the artistry that goes along with great work as a makeup artist, he was one that set the tone. And one of the books that he got his core base from was Designing Your Face by Wei Bandy. And y'all know I got that book. Telling you, he's the first one that brought contouring Kevin O'Quinn to the forefront. I'm talking about, he's the reason why we have lashes right now, y'all. So, but he used to be a part of some of the most elite circles, and he did Janet Jackson's makeup, and she's in his book Face Forward, along with Cher, Tina Turner, and a bunch of other wonderful people, Julia Roberts. And he's breaking down what the art is. So for a Monday movie makeup magic, I'm telling you to go and watch for your also your Monday movie classics is Larger Than Life, the Kevin Aucoin story on Amazon Prime. It is 5-star because he was dear to all of us that are in the industry, and that's where I started hair and makeup. But it's worth seeing. It's definitely worth seeing. If you want to, call in at 563-999-3062. That's 563-999-3062. And share your stories about what you think about Kevin Aucoin and his work and the wonderful covers he had on Vogue and every other place where his beautiful gift touched. Just let us know. Also, remember, we're on all forms of social media, and that is Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Like, follow, and share Cleopatra Memphis under Instagram and Instagram and Facebook. CM Studios on Twitter. We would love for you to be a part of our crew. And shout out to the CMS film crew. We got training coming up for you and everything here in makeup for film and television. So I am excited about this, being able to pass the mantle on to other people and helping people to understand the complexities that go along with hair and makeup for film and television. It's such a beautiful job. It's such a beautiful artistry, and I'm glad to be a part of it. So until next time, people, I want you to embrace who you are in this beautiful art form of education and entertainment for the art. Email us all of your thoughts at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org, and just simply be great.